The news station is located on the Park City Library field. Meteorologist Lisa Verzella with the National Weather Service says this location was chosen because of its close proximity to the historical data collection area, which was closed down in 2008.
So if you've been up to the station, you've probably seen something that looks like a little beehive on a pole. And that's the temperature sensor. And then a few feet away from that is a little precipitation bucket. So they'll be measuring mostly temperature and precipitation and snow as we get it.
The station will collect a number of readings for the National Weather Service.
Initially, there were a few different station locations in Park City. The actual station history goes back to 1899, and it was still the Weather Bureau. And it was all in the vicinity of Park City. And when we need to continue a station, you know, if observers change or move away, or we like to do a location that's very similar in topography and elevation. So one of the main qualifications the library had was it was, you know, right there in a very similar location to the original station.
While the equipment will read the information, Park City librarians actually have to report it.
The temperature sensor reports 24-hour maximum and minimum, and then it actually records that information for about a month. So the librarians come in each morning, and they'll take the readings from previous day's maximum temperature, and that morning's low. But if they've missed a day or they haven't been around, they can always take back readings. So the temperature's there, but they do need to report it.
The reporting, she says, is done via computer. Verzella says this is one of about 100 weather observation stations in the state.
They're all volunteers, so it's been incredible. We've had them 50, 60, 70 years, you know, whether it's through in the same family or just in that localized area. And they take maximum temp, precipitation every day, and that includes snow and snow water equivalent. So they're out there with their measuring sticks. You know, they're pretty much weather patriots for us.
She adds that they can always use more volunteer observers.
There are specific places that they're definitely needed. And if anyone is interested, they can contact us, and we can see if we need a particular climate station in their network, we can definitely come out and talk with them and install something. But if not, if we already have something nearby, there's also other volunteer networks. One is called the COCO-ROS program. We can definitely get them involved. So anyone that's interested can definitely contact us, the National Weather Service here in Salt Lake, and we'd be happy to work with you.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Lisa Verzella. The number to call if you're interested in observing a weather station is 801-524-5133. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.